Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, this is a big, big week for my friend Scott Jennings, and I know that he's excited. His brand new book is out tomorrow, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Jennings, how are you this afternoon? See if I can get him. Scott, how are you?
I am great. I'm pumped. I mean, this has been in the works all year long, and I've now held it in my hand. It's kind of crazy to have a book in your hand with your name on it and the picture of the president on the front, but here we are, and you can, tomorrow morning, go to your local bookstore in St. Louis and pick it up.
Well, usually I like to keep things as a complete surprise, but since you talked about the cover of the book, I'm just going to tease this a little bit. And I'm not going to tell you that it's from me, because I really don't think it's from me. It's from the audience that you have, you know, come to become fans of yours here in St. Louis. There's a really cool thing that a listener of mine wanted to do for you, and I had him do it. And you're going to get it in the mail. It won't even be my return address. But you open that, you'll know it's from here. And again, it's not from me. Just remember that. It's from the listeners in St. Louis. Will you do that for me?
I will look at this, and I will call you with reaction immediately, and boy, do I love the people of St. Louis. You know, it's like my spiritual home. I'm from Western Kentucky, but St. Louis is where my heart is because of the Cardinals, and so I'm grateful for everyone there.
You know, I sit here with my iPad every day, Jennings, and I don't know if you're an Apple guy, but my photos rotate, right? And the photo last week they came up was when you and I met for the first time at the Derby in 2018. Joe had, you know, introduced us before that, and you were doing interviews when I was on Camo X, but that was like the first time I met you in person, and it's been amazing ever since, not because of me, but your rocket to superstardom here has been very interesting for someone like me to track.
Look at all the things that have happened since 2018. I mean, goodness gracious, we went through the two presidential elections, the fall of Trump, the rise of Trump, COVID. I mean, all the things that have happened in the world, just it's remarkable what we've lived through together on the air often. And I cherish our engagements together, Mark, and I can't thank you enough for the interview today about the book.
Well, so how did this all come together? Was this Scott Jennings' idea? Was it Trump's idea? Did it all come together kind of symbiotically, if you will, at the same time? How did it come about?
You know, after the election, some people were talking to me about writing a book, and I wasn't quite sure what to do. And then I heard the president's inaugural address, and he used this phrase, a revolution of common sense. And I thought, boy, that is a succinct encapsulation of the political branding that he uses. And it would be a great book title. So I took the idea, kind of wrote up a little, you know, an idea for the book. I started talking to some publishers. I went to talk to the president about it. I pitched him on it on February the 10th. And he was like, yep, I'll cooperate. And it was off and running from there.
So how do you make a pitch to the president of the United States, especially this one, and say, hey, Mr. President, I'd like to write a book about you?
I walked into the Oval Office and sat through about a 2-hour cabinet meeting. And then at the end of it, he had called me up to the Resolute desk. And I just said, look, you know, I think 100 people are going to write books about you that are crapping on you, that are, you know, saying everything's terrible. And you know what they do to you. I think you should work with somebody who likes you, who voted for you, who believes in what you're doing, so we can tell the real story about how you revolutionized governing. I think you already revolutionized campaigning. but you're changing everything. This is a transformative period, and you know, you've already hit the ground running in this administration. And he crossed his arms and he stuck his lip out and he said, well, how do you know it's going to go well? And I said, well, I said, we're off to a good start so far. I think you'll be pleased with it. I know most of your supporters are going to be pleased with it. And he said, okay, great. Call me next week. So we were off and running at that point.
Is it narrowly focused then on those first 120 days? Not that that's narrow, but the first part of the presidency, right?
Yeah, the first 100 days makes up the bulk of the book. And the prologue is me meeting Trump for the first time early on. And the epilogue is me flying to Michigan with him on his 100th day in office. Now, I did talk to some people in May and June, some things that happened in May and June. I did get into the book during the editing process. But a lot of it is about just him storming back into Washington and smashing into the bureaucracy, smashing into the media, and smashing into the Democrats. And honestly, running them all over, because that's exactly what he did.
How much do you spend, you know, you're obviously, you became popular in this country because of the media. You already had your company in Kentucky, Run Switch. You were in the Bush administration, worked for Senator McConnell. But obviously the media is a different game. And, you know, when that, I think I would point to that first debate last summer, and I tuned in. I remember telling the audience the CNN reaction with Van Jones and Axelrod and you, it was very, very unique. And that's maybe organically when your followers started to really, really, you know, head up and skyrocket. But how much do you talk about the media and some of the media malpractice in this book?
Oh, a fair amount. I talk a lot about how Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, has changed the way the press briefings work. I talk about how the media kind of lost its mind. You know, on election night last year, I called it the political information distribution complex. I mean, that's essentially what Trump had defeated. And I've got quite a bit of material in the book here, and I focus in on the Associated Press as a core example of just how a trusted news outlet has turned into a shell of its former self. I mean, it's a farce. What they do, and a lot of it has to do with the infiltration of these institutions like the media by the far left. They infiltrated, they co-opted, and they turned these things into mouthpieces for their ideologies, not necessarily for journalism or for the truth. And that's, of course, why the media is held in such low regard by the American people right now.
I agree with you that A Revolution of Common Sense is a great title, but I like the subtitle because I think the subtitle is very important. That's how Donald Trump stormed Washington and this part, fought for Western civilization. Because, Scott, in my mind, that's a real important part of all this that's going on. And a lot of us didn't like Donald Trump for a while, maybe back in that first term, including the vice president. But we are on this battle for Western civilization, whether it's the situation that's unfurled with Hamas and Israel and the reaction in this country. But that is really, as an American, very important to some of us, including a lot of your fans here in St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh. It's the biggest thing going on in the world. And, you know, look, I'm like you. I had my ups and downs with Trump. And, you know, like most politicians, I don't love everything he does or says. And that's true of everybody I've ever known or worked for in politics. But the larger battle is what sobered me up.
Yeah.
And the larger battle is the West going to survive the Judeo-Christian framework of our culture that has served us for 3,000 years, that has, you know, was the underpinning of the founding of our country? Is this going to survive? Or are we going to be overrun by ideologies that are the enemies of human freedom? I mean, what's at stake? Our way of life, free speech, our rights, what happens to women, what we teach our children, everything is at stake. And so are we having our day-to-day political battles and political ups and downs? Sure. But you can't take your eye off the ball. The future of the West is what's really happening. And I don't know if the president knew he was signing up for this, but he's our leader at this time. He's on the wall. And that's why I've been supporting him so strongly, because he's got enemies out there that would love to tear out the American experiment root and branch.
Well, one of the reasons it was so important for me for Trump to win last year, and I'm being serious, is because we're on the cusp here of our, you know, 250th anniversary. And I remember 1976, and it was a big deal. And I couldn't even fathom trusting Kamala Harris or that team with this anniversary. And everything you just said there in the description of, you know, the fight for Western civilization, I hope that that's part of the messaging next year, because Americans, and apparently after last week with Mom Donnie and all this 2 weeks ago, some young Americans need to be reminded of some of these things, Jennings.
Look, the Democratic Party has been believe the American founding and the American experiment is rotten at the core, and they think it should be ripped out root and branch and replaced with something very, very different, very un-American in our eyes. And the 250th anniversary of our country is a good chance to remind ourselves we live in the greatest country on earth, the greatest nation ever conceived, the most freedom any group of people have ever had. That's what we have, and it's invaluable. And you have people out there who are unabashedly trying to take it away from us using our own political system. I am with you. We have an election coming up next year. It's a perfect time to remind people what's at stake. We're not just arguing about, you know, the quibbling issues of the day. The future of our country is at stake, and I mean the way we do it, our way of life, the American system, that's what's on the ballot.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that 100%. So Bill Maher calls you Lonely Scott. I always like that nickname. Is he going to have you on for the book?
We're working on it. I've got a ton of media interviews scheduled, lots of podcasts, lots of stuff. I did CNN on Sunday morning. I'm back on Abby Phillip tonight with it. So we're working on it. I think it's in discussion for January.
Will Fox even touch you just because you're a competitor? Will they not?
We've been discussing it, and it's been difficult. Just to be candid with you, I don't think they want to have a CNN guy on. But it's funny because every time I turn on Fox, they're playing a clip of something I do on CNN. But then when my book comes out, it's a little different story. But we'll see. Maybe I'll sneak on there. We're working on it.
I can, you know, see Kilmeade, maybe the radio show, because there's no, you know, I don't know why he wouldn't do that. I'll put the good word in. Not that you need the good word, but you should get as much exposure as you possibly can. I looked at, you know, your schedule is pretty full. You're doing something with the Manhattan Institute, like in Manhattan this week, aren't you?
I am Wednesday, Midtown Manhattan. Wait, we have RSVPs coming out the wazoo for that thing. It's been a huge response. And then I'm down at Mar-a-Lago at a big gala, the America First Policy Institute. And then Saturday morning, I'm at the Vero Beach Center there on the Treasure Coast. And we've got a ton of people coming out for that. So we're off and running. This morning, I was in San Antonio, Texas. I spoke at the Republican Governor's Association, Governor Kemp. I guess that was technically my first event. And I signed my first here, so we're off and running.
Nice. All right, listen, good luck with everything. I know that you're just jammed up completely, and I appreciate that you squoze us in here on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, tonight we air your show. So our mutual friend, I referred to him at the beginning, Joe Arnold, who made this connection, and you're one of your best friends. Is he interviewing you for this book?
Yes, he is. Tonight at 8 o'clock in St. Louis, you can hear my interview with Joe Arnold about the book, talk about the origins of the book and some of the stories. We've got some exclusive audio from my conversation with Marco Rubio that we're going to play, and I think some audio maybe from Scott Bessent as well from my conversation with the Treasury Secretary. By the way, I'm just going to put a plug in for myself. I was going back through some of the chapters today.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that Elon Musk said to me, I mean, my eyes fell out of my head, and I'm the one that wrote it. I went back through, and I'm like, holy moly, you're going to want to hear what Elon had. If you got to buy this book, if for no other reason than to read the Elon chapter. I interviewed him on the 101st day of the administration in the White House. Some of these quotes are eye-popping.
Yeah, I remember when we went to that baseball game, you told me a little bit about that, so I'm looking forward to it. Well, good luck with everything, and guess what? Our friend Joe Arnold's going to give us his perspective on this in the 5 o'clock hour tonight right here on 97.1 FM Talk. So Jennings, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.